Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1 o'clock hour here on a Wednesday. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Drew Nixon, got Dusty with me. He's filling in for Cody. Then you're on mornings tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'll be with Bob tomorrow, Bob Friday, and then we'll see what happens next.
Okay. Binks in with me on Thursday and Friday. Then Club 610 on Friday. You'll be back for Club 610. We'll have Aaron Ladd for Club 610. We will have cocktails made by you.
Yeah.
Big stage for you, you know?
Yeah, making cocktails. It's what, and there's Cheyenne from downstairs. Yep. You're here. Bink's here. I think we just got to have to bring Bink like a beer.
You don't think he'll drink the cocktail?
Yeah, I don't think he's drinking liquid marijuana.
And what's in that again?
Why are you
making liquid marijuana?
That's what one of the guests wanted.
Okay.
And so we picked that as the
Was that an Aaron Ladd request?
Cheyenne's choice. Oh. She said she doesn't drink a whole lot, but when she does, she likes either liquid marijuana or something like a soap water, she called it. And I was like, well, the soap water one looks intense, but she's like, the liquid Mary Jane, that's a little bit easier of a drink. So I just feel like Binkley cocktails like that, but it's two different variations of rum. Bacardi Malibu. I decided much
Malibu
rum.
Like rum.
Malibu rum, yeah. And then there's a white rum, pineapple juice, curacao, and I think simple syrup.
That sounds really...
Shake it all together, put it in a glass, and...
Okay, bartender Dusty on Friday.
I used to do
for
it.
For Club 6, and I know.
I used to do it all the time.
I know it, so that'll be fun on
How
Friday.
How many is that going to be in then?
Six
people?
Yeah. You two, Ladd and Bink, myself and Cheyenne.
There we go.
And I got to make 5 cocktails.
Yeah, then we'll
Which I'll just make 2 at a time, and then I'll make Drew a really strong one because it's probably going to be colder than the Antarctic frost that
it is.
He's
wearing a hoodie.
Dusty brought me. I did not bring a hoodie today.
It feels good in our studio.
Yeah, we're fine here today. Yesterday I was freezing, but in there, man, there is just a... That's what you want your room to be at night when you go to sleep, not when you work and do a 4-hour show.
Yeah, this is like when the ventilation's better. Not the ventilation, but the... The walls are thin, you know, and the temperature from outside in December is leaking through.
Oh,
yeah, that's what it feels like in here.
Yeah, that's one thing that we want to peel the curtain back, Louis. You learn quickly in this building when you work here, because I remember I've said this story probably 100 times, but I'd come to produce Royals games, and my friends would, you know, we'd be at like somewhere before I had to leave. They're like, why are you leaving like it's January? It's July. I'm like, because the studio I'm in is absolutely an ice box.
Yeah.
Shout out to Omarion.
There you go. Yeah, it's something we've been.
I got this ice box
for a while.
Still be. I love that song. I had an R&B
Omarion,
era.
Man, yes.
I had a big R&B era, man. I was into Plies.
Usher.
Big time Usher. Omarion.
Plies.
Blackstreet. I was into them.
I saw Blackstreet. What was this? Was that a year ago?
Oh, wow. So like recently.
Yeah, because at Kauffman, they did a post-game concert with Vanilla Ice. Was that it might have been two summers ago now. But after the Royals game, that was one of the concert series they did. And it was Vanilla Ice and Blackstreet. Yeah. That was who performed.
And I know this makes us sound like we're cowards because somebody's like, you guys can come outside, enjoy the heat with me if you want. It was super fun Monday.
I
had different jobs.
Mad respect to those that are out.
Cody's been blasted for that.
Yeah. My best friend is in the construction business and... I get it, but I'm just giving you what it is, you know?
No, so I don't know how people work outside when it's 95 degrees constantly.
Brutal.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful.
But yeah, props to you, man. I'm somebody says bring him a natty daddy. No, I think we're just going to bring Bink like a
Coors
stout. I'm sure we got like a stout something. Or some sort of beer, because I guarantee you, like, you'd pour that drink for Binkley, and the opposite reaction you'd have from him and Drew might be priceless. Because Drew would be like,
this is amazing.
Ooh, this is what I like. And then be like, hey, he's garbage. Yeah. Yeah, what is this trash, Drew? Is it Kool-Aid?
I think Bink would drink it. I'll ask him tomorrow.
I think he'll just shoot it.
Bink was there when you were gone, I think, Gold. It was Cody and Bink and I. We did Club 610, and I tasted a Coors. That was when I shot off the Roman candle. I had a Coors Light.
Never had a Coors.
A sip of a Coors Light. No. We're done.
So we established that already. Drew does no domestic beers for some
reason. No IPAs, none of that.
Sazerac Liquor wants to get in on Club 610. Anytime. I'd love a little Sazerac rye to make a little old-fashioned out of it. I love Sazerac rye. I don't know if we're talking about the same thing, but I would assume. Man.
That'd be fun on Friday. Looking forward to it. Fashion. We know earlier this week, and it continues today, there was some reports that Brandon Ayuk wants to be traded.
Yeah,
out of San Francisco, and I think you and I were on the same page where it's like that's great. Gonna probably have to wait to the offseason because if I'm the 49ers, why would I trade him before the start of the season? Then there's Devontae Adams in Las Vegas right now, a few days after Aaron Rodgers was at the golf tournament in Tahoe, where he said basically like, I'd like to be teammates with him again or play with him again or
play
whatever.
Play with him again, Which was misleading, correct?
I think so, but maybe there's some truth to that. Well, then you have Boomer Esiason on our sister station WFAN in New York saying this.
I'm hearing that this is going to happen, if it does happen, somewhere in late August, early September.
Really?
Yeah, and the cap hit for him is $25 million.
Why would it take that long?
I'm not sure about why it would take that long. But Devontae's never going to come out publicly and say, I want to leave the Raiders. But you do hear in this wide receiver program where he does this, I got to get out of here before I get killed. I mean, he says that, you know, and that leads you to believe, leads the viewer to believe that he wants out of Oakland. But I don't see him saying that publicly. I don't see him going to the media and saying, get me out of here. I can see him saying to his agent, much like he did it to Green Bay, the same type of thing.
Now, since then, the agent for Devontae Adams sent out a statement and said, quote, this is baseless, unfounded speculation. Yeah. Devontae is expected to be the Raiders, as there has been absolutely no trade talk, period.
How do you?
So it's different from Brandon Ayuk is saying, new contract or trade me, basically. Mm-hmm. And Devontae Adams has been quiet. In fairness to Boomer, he's probably correct on one thing. He's like, Devontae's never going to come out publicly and say, I want to be traded, but he might want to.
Sure.
I don't think the agent saying that it's all speculation changes anything. I just don't think Devontae Adams is getting traded before the season. I think if he gets traded, guys, it's November, whenever that trade deadline is, which I think got pushed back 2 weeks, didn't it?
I think it was
this year, or one week this year.
Week nine, I think.
Okay. That's when maybe you see a trade for Adams. But the beginning was hilarious because Boomer.
I didn't understand.
How did you start that?
contradicting AF.
I'm hearing that this is going to happen if it does happen.
It's so good.
Well, yeah, dude.
Florio-esque right there, man.
I'm hearing
that this is going to happen.
It's going to happen if it does.
Yeah, that's the only part.
Covering his bases here.
No,
so if it doesn't happen, well, I didn't say that. And if it does, I told you so.
It sounded like a Mike Florio. It sounded like he was reading a Mike Florio column, because that's what every Mike Florio article is now. Like, yeah. I'm hearing that Andy could retire. If he retires, that it could be this year. If not, it'll be next year, or it could be the year after that
The year after that one, too. Yeah.
I'm hearing Travis and Taylor are planning on getting married if they decide to get married. Oh, yeah. Duh, dude.
I'm hearing the Chiefs will three-peat if they win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If they win the Super Bowl, guys, they're gonna three-peat. Yes. That's how that works.
What are we doing here? Like, how is that even,
do you
like,
think Davante Adams gets traded, though? He's a more compelling case than Ayuk for now or trade deadline, because the Raiders aren't going anywhere this year. They got Gardner Minshew as their quarterback. That contract for Davante Adams, there's an argument to be made if you're the Raiders organization. Do you not try to trade him? You get early second, late first round pick. Use that to help you go trade up for your franchise quarterback next year of the future, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or whoever you think that's going to be. Whereas the Niners can win a Super Bowl this year. The Raiders are not sniffing that.
And I guess maybe if they did wait, say for instance, if somebody has some, like, say somebody gets hurt, or say that there's an off year for somebody and they're like, you know what, and they have a quarterback situated there currently. I don't know a good example. Maybe it's the Vikings.
Right.
Have an off year. And, I mean, they just paid Justin Jefferson, so that's probably not realistic. But you know what I'm saying? Like, say something happens to the Bears and they just have an off year or whatever, and they got pick six. You trade Davante Adams to get pick six, or use both of your picks to move up. Like, say you trade Davante Adams for pick six. You trade your pick and pick six to move to number one or something like that. You give the Bears Davante. I don't know, something along those lines, where it'd be a draft day trade just to try to move up into the top five or top 10. You use it as leverage, I guess.
I think I heard Robin Carrington talk about this the other day. It was this whole story with Davante and Ayuk has been interesting, to what's been said and what's not been said. And you could see, because Davante is a $25 million cap hit this year. After this year, they can potentially buy out and it'd be $15.7 million in dead cap. That's where I think Davante Adams' thing kind of leaks to, is that he does play this year with the Raiders, then they cut him, and then he becomes a wide receiver elsewhere after that point, because, I mean, are the Jets going to trade for him and pick up $25 million to put on their cap this year? Like, is that something that he can afford? And it also depends, like, how much, you know, clout Aaron Rodgers has with that organization.
I think it's on, man. They've sold their soul.
I was going to say, they were, the way they were devastated last year with the injury, and then the way that, like, they just kind of keep letting him say these things, like, not politically wise, but, like, I got a chance to come back. It's like, dude, you blew your Achilles out, okay? Like, you're not, we all knew he wasn't coming back, but he kept legging it on, and they weren't just, like, going up to him and be like, hey, dude, nip it. Like, it's not happening. They just let him kept doing that. So
if
I would
was Davante Adams, I wouldn't want to go to the Jets, though, if it's not hold on. If it's not this year, because if Aaron Rodgers is gone, who's your quarterback then? You're going to be in the exact same situation in New York instead of Vegas.
Right, but they're not saying they're giving him a new contract with New York. You know what I mean? Like, if it means that he could go win a Super Bowl this year, then
it has to be this year. If it's not this year, after the season's done and they say, hey, you want to go to the Jets, I would say absolutely not. I'm not.
Well, I don't think anybody
I wouldn't want that.
I don't think anybody's thinking that if he gets traded, it's going to be, like, I don't think anybody's saying that it's going to be post Aaron Rodgers that he gets traded to the Jets. I think it has to be. The only reason why anybody's linking him to the Jets at all is because of Aaron Rodgers. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and that wide receiver room right now isn't even that bad. Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams, but all of a sudden, if it was Davante Adams, Garrett Wilson, that's legit.
Brees Hall.
My issue with the Jets is, other than health of Rodgers and not knowing what he's going to be, is, like, Robert Saleh, that whole coaching staff, and, like, I don't know, man. They have had to sell their soul to Rodgers, and they're all in anyway. So giving up a first or second round pick for Davante Adams probably actually is the smart move, because if this thing falls flat this year, whether it's not making the playoffs, whether it's only winning one game in the playoffs, it's a failure. You brought in Aaron Rodgers to get to a Super Bowl, to win one, but to get to an AFC title game, to get to a Super Bowl. If he doesn't do that for you this year, the whole thing was a failure.
And the piggyback on your take there is that you did this knowing that your window was only open for this much for so long, because whereas the Chiefs window is just open, wind's flowing, there's no sign of it closing. The Rodgers experiment, just like the Peyton Manning experiment in Denver, that was a 4-year window that you're like, we want one. Can you get us to one? And he did. Got you to 2-1, you won. But then once that window was gone, that franchise has been gone since.
Well, because they'll clear house. I mean, if this year, Robert Saleh, who's their GM, used to be with the Eagles.
Woody Johnson?
No, that's the owner. Anyway, their GM, I can picture him. If this team doesn't get to the playoffs, win games in the playoffs, get to a Super Bowl, they're all gone. Like the whole after this year, it's all over. It's all over.
You start from scratch.
Trading your assets for the future doesn't matter to your current GM right now. It is all about this year. So that's why I think a Devontae Adams trade could happen midseason. I think it'd be one of the rare big time trade. Usually we talk about trades at the deadline in the NFL and nothing really happens. It's not like the NBA trade deadline. That would be the scenario where the Raiders start 1-6, Gardner Minshew, the team's not any good, and that's when, you know, Devontae Adams has enough, and internally, he doesn't ever publicly say it, but internally, basically, he's like, I'm done. I'm done.
You can always tell what organizations are the ones that are never going to be
serious,
very, very serious anymore, just because I think we can agree, if Aaron Rodgers plays the whole year and he's healthy, they're still not going to the Super Bowl. I don't think
I think if Rodgers is healthy all year, they're a contender if he's healthy all year. If he looks anything like the Rodgers from 2 years ago, then I think they absolutely are a contender.
I just don't. Their
defense is legit.
They're going all in. So then they'll be, as soon as Aaron Rodgers is done, they'll be right back in the boat that they were in.
Well, like, sure.
Yeah. The Giants were in the same situation. The Raiders will be in the same situation. Like, there's some teams that can't draft quarterbacks well, are problem organizations.
Tell me about it. The team that lives here couldn't draft quarterbacks for years.
They don't have a good head coach. It just spirals over and over and over again, and history repeats itself, I guess, in that regard with the Jets, Giants, Raiders, Broncos now with drafting quarterbacks.
They had Sam Darnold and Zach Wilson. So them trading for the thought process of trading for Rodgers a year ago totally made sense. But yeah, we always knew the window was 2 to 3 years max. That's why this year it has to happen.
Especially coming off like a catastrophic injury. Like, is the footwork still great? Is the power still there with Aaron Rodgers? Somebody says, what if Devontae and Gardner click and surprise us all? Has he ever had a number one? Yeah, when he was in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers.
Devontae and Gardner click. What are we talking
about? Gardner makes you like they could click unit.
And then question
if they ever had if Devontae's ever had a number one quarterback. Yeah, in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, which is why this whole conversation has started. And he went to Vegas. Because they paid him.
That was it.
And to be with his boy Derek Carr, unless that was a smoke screen.
That was part of it.
Most of it was to get paid, but the other part of it was like, well, Derek and I were friends in college, and we have a rapport, and then that just gets absolutely. Then they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we're not bringing Derek Carr back next year.
Yeah, they traded his best friend or whatever in that organization, and then the receiver clip, the show from Netflix, the clip that went viral, where he basically said they got to bench Jimmy Garoppolo. It was like, I'm not playing if Jimmy Garoppolo is my quarterback still.
Yeah, that's
what's fueled this fire about
right. Which I'm not mad at Devontae Adams whatsoever, because I mean, yeah, they gave him a lot of money. Some people would be like, shut up, make your money, play football. But then the other thing is, it's like, what all did they promise him, right? They said that he was going to be there. Boom.
That was his priority, though, was I want to get paid, so I'm going to go there. Because the Packers offered him a contract to stay in Green Bay, but he wanted to go elsewhere because he wanted to get paid more.
Gardner Minshew had Michael Pittman Jr.
Oh, someone was asking, has Minshew ever had a number one?
Yeah, Michael Pittman Jr.
I mean, Devontae's better, but I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Devontae Adams is probably one of the top five.
It depends on how he, not to go down this road too much, but just Devontae's every team has a number one receiver, but who's actually a number one receiver? Does that make sense? Like, yeah, every, you know what I mean?
Michael Pittman Jr. is.
I think he's
got paid.
I think he's number 20-ish in the league, yeah.
If Pittman came to the Chiefs, because I know that if Pittman came to the Chiefs, he'd be the number one wide receiver.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's only probably like 7 or 8 teams he wouldn't be the number one wide receiver. I think he's a top 12 wide receiver in the NFL.
Mm. Mm. Who, Pittman?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm grunting everybody today, baby. Everybody's got that dusty grunt.
There it is.
Everybody's got that dusty grunt.
There it is.
Love to see it.
There.
Praise be to the grunt.
There it is.
I'm hearing that this is going to happen if it does happen.
I can't believe that.
If Davante Adams doesn't work out, the Jets will find another guy to go after.
True.
I mean, Garrett Wilson was so good a year ago and then lost his quarterback.
And Breece Hall's really
Breece Hall's
good.
A stud.
Their running back is really, really good if he's able to
and they have
2 years removed from the injury.
Breece Hall ought to be the third running back taken in fantasy football drafts.
Very likely.
We know who number one is. I believe number two is Bijan Robinson. And I would say three is probably either you take the flyer on Saquon in Philly and hope that it hits, or you take, you know, the obvious that we just talked about, Breece Hall. Because Breece Hall can just, I mean, that dude's a stud.
I wonder how much more playing time Gibbs will get in Detroit. Because that was a combo with Montgomery and Gibbs. And Gibbs never really started. It was always Montgomery to start out. That was more of a duo. I wonder if Gibbs, because the more that Gibbs got fed, the better the Lions got, it seemed like.
Just saying.
What was that?
Just saying. See? Oh,
true. Okay.
Stay.
Now you too much.
See, I'm afraid you guys are gonna start doing like on your phone calls or your conversations with your friends. And they're gonna be like, did you just grunt? Be like, it's a thing this poisonous, infectious personality did to us on our show.
Everybody does it though. Like I'll be talking to Rob about Kansas or whatever, and he'll go, yeah.
That's more of like a
Okay, yeah, there's no us. From Rob Brin.
Damn right. Crunchy breakfast is what somebody wants to call me from here on out. Come on, give me a little bit more respect than that. Dusty breakfast.
You don't like the grunchery?
Someone said Gibbs is a future number one overall pick in fantasy.
I don't know about
that. Is he ever going to get
that? Jahmyr Gibbs?
I don't know about that.
I mean, as long as there's like receivers and Christian McCaffrey. That's the other thing, too. It's like, I know we're getting off topic, but like with fantasy football, it's like, you have to, one of the biggest things you have to decide is like, is this the year player that I've drafted before high drops off?
Believe it or not, David Montgomery is the reason why I won the Guillotine League this past year.
Projected top five picks, consensus, McCaffrey, Lamb, Hill, Chase, Jefferson.
Yeah.
Next running back is Bijan, then Breece Hall, then Jonathan. We forgot Jonathan Taylor.
And always said it was the top three.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor.
I'm doing some homework, boys.
They have Taylor, then Barkley, then Henry, and then ETN.
I've been doing some homework. Is it Wednesday?
It is Wednesday.
That's why there's a lot of commotion out there, but they're doing the
dice. Left, right, center?
Yep.
LCR?
I was like, man, it's getting loud out there. Did Kling come back?
I don't think he's playing left, right, center today. I don't think so.
So humble about it too, Dusty. I'm arrogant about a grunt. I don't know how that's like Boomer Esiason saying, I think it'll happen if it happens.
It's the Dusty. You were saying, it's your grunt though. It's not like it's just a generic.
I wanted to do it, but I didn't. I'm trying to be better.
I'll just wait till the next segment. I'm sure it'll happen again.
From you?
Possibly.
I mean, I've had like grunts saved or like audio of me like moaning saved.
We don't need that. I don't think we need that.
Oh, I'm not the one that like saves it. It's just like what people do. I think there's one in here. It involves Bobby Witt Jr., of course. I could be wrong though. Sometimes these new young cats that produce it do the night shows. It's here you go. Okay, of course, every time I do that, I don't know why.
While you're searching for your own...
One more time.
That's what happened when Bobby's home run came up short, too. Right?
One more time.
Okay. All right.
That's what happened on Tuesday.
Tuesday!
Or on Monday, whatever day it was.
No, Monday I collapsed to the floor after the home run went short. It's just like, yeah.
That's what happened.
All right, sorry, Alex. It's my last day with you, man. I don't know if I'm ever going to get to do this again.
There is a chance. There is a chance.
We may never get to do Cody and Gold again.
There's
might
a chance.
Get fired.
Bank's with me tomorrow and Friday, and then Cody's back with me on Monday.
We'll be back on Friday, Dustin.
Oh, yeah, Club 610, but not hosting.
Yeah. No, Cody and I will be back together on Monday. We'll be up at St. Joe for Chiefs camp, and we'll be full steam ahead. But, there is a chance. There is a chance the last time you're co-hosting with me.
Yep.
You never know, man. All right, up next, let's get to what's trending. Then back into what prompted a heavy debate on this show earlier today. And it had to do with Josh Allen and quarterbacks in the NFL.
Cody and Gold.
If the Royals win the World Series, I will get, and you can mark it if you want, but
go.
I'll get this tattooed on my body.
Who gives a We're winning games.
Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on What's Trending, All-Star break continues. Royals back at it on Friday. That's after last night's All-Star game for the 10th time in 11 years, the American League victorious over the National League.
Domination station.
National League continues to struggle. American League had Seth Lugo, Cole Reagans both pitched scoreless innings yesterday. Salvador Perez caught the back half of the game. Bobby Wood Jr., of course, played shortstop. No hits from the guys, but a couple scoreless innings overall. Always good to see them representing Kansas City. All-Star game as a whole, pretty boring, if I'm being honest.
Always is. It's like Vern, he agreed with us, the baseball guru. He's like, yeah, I like the introductions and then the storyline that revolves around your local team. Like,
yeah.
That's all you had to go for. He's unfortunately had to wait till like the sixth inning to get the royal wave that came in. Also, what's trending, it is that time of year, Alex, get your sunscreen, get your water, get your cold towel. You're getting ready to head north to St. Joe, man, because the Chiefs rookies, they practiced today. The quarterback's rookie showed up yesterday. Obviously, we played audio of Mahomes yesterday, and today they practiced. Xavier Worthy talked about practice. We played that audio earlier, and it has begun. The blue wave will soon transition into the red wave as the sports season continues on.
Xavier Worthy acknowledged that he's not 100% right now. But if he had to play in a football game tomorrow, he says he would be out there. They got time for that football game, obviously, preseason and regular season. But he'll be one to watch, not just because where he was picked, but the hamstring injury. He has a wrap on, I guess that'd be what, his left hamstring, heading into camp and today. And then next week, as you said, Monday, we start doing shows up there. Pads will be on by this time, I think. Hopefully, and that's when you can really start to judge. I'm curious to see what the kickoffs look like. I'm obviously want to watch Worthy. Want to see the best you can of the left tackle. Mm-hmm. You know, that's always a little tougher to judge during camp until they're in a game situation. But yeah, it's nice to have football back in our lives, and fans will be making their way up. Public practices start Sunday or Monday, I think.
I believe it's Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday's the first real one, I think. Mm-hmm. Next up on What's Trending, the Denver Broncos have signed guard Quinn Meinerz to a 4-year, $80 million contract.
There we go.
We talked earlier in the show that is great news for Trey Smith in terms of the market for him. He's getting he's getting that kind of money, whether it's from Kansas City next year or somebody else. But that's a good sign if you're the agent for Trey Smith, and
it
makes things even more challenging to retain him, I think, if you're Kansas City.
So where do you want to start the contracts at, Trey? Do you see that Quinn guy's contract? And I'm better than he is. Mm-hmm. And last and formally, not least, but the Royals start and finish What's Trending, but on a bad note, outfielder MJ Melendez, announced yesterday by the Kansas City Royals, been placed on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to July 15th with a left ankle sprain. So the Kansas City Royals will be without MJ Melendez for about 2 weeks, because then he'll probably do a rehab or do something or see if it's all right. But
he's starting to get in a little groove, too. That's what always happens. It feels like it sucks.
And now you see the next guy show up, and that's what Vern said. Who's it going to be, Drew Waters or Nelson Velasquez? Either way.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. I don't know. Yeah. That's what's trending.
Or is it Jazz Chisholm?
I don't think they're going to make a huge trade either. Vern was alluding to. I think they're making another trade. I would prefer just be to bullpen arm, honestly.
Yeah, I think Hunter was their big one. I think that was the one that's like, we just really want to get a bullpen. Yeah, and you gave up the most juice for that, unless you're going to give somebody else up, which we don't think that'll happen. Because we talked about it. Singer, when he gets traded, it'll be in the offseason.
You guys, I know you and Drew are big golfers. You guys excited for this week?
Yeah, the Open.
Open, that starts tomorrow, right?
Bright and early.
Yeah, because it's over 1 a.m. in Scotland or whatever it is. Yeah, what time is the first? 1:35 in the morning. Yeah. You can stay up late and watch. 1:35 in the morning, our time, I think it is when the first group tees off. Who do you guys have? You have a bet in yet? Who you guys
I don't have a bet yet.
I watch the majors. That's it. But even for this one, though, I'm not watching until like the weekend. I won't watch tomorrow.
I don't have a bet in yet. I know the popular bet will just be Scottie Scheffler outright, which is probably like 350
He's
or something like
that. Favorite. Yeah. Plus 450.
450.
Rory's got the second best odds at 8-1. And then you have a group, Shoffley 11-1, Morikawa 14-1, Oberg 18-1, along with Bryson.
Yeah. I was telling Drew, if I had to pick somebody, to crack a top 10 that's maybe a far stretch cry would be Tommy Fleetwood.
Okay, just because
from England,
he's familiar with
because
the course.
He's never won. He's a foreign player, and he's never even won on the PGA Tour.
25-1.
Shane Lowry would be somebody that I would put in the top 10.
He's won.
50-1.
I would put him in the top 10 as a finish. And then keep your eyes posted on Morikawa. He's been playing good golf this year. And if you want to make a fun bet that gives you interest, for Tiger Woods to make the cut, which I'm sure that's plus money as well, because he's been.
What that is, yeah.
I bet it's plus money for Tiger to make the cut.
Make miscuts.
I bet it's like plus 185 for him to make the cut, and probably like
plus 174.
So I was close.
Plus 174 to make the cut.
So there's a little bit of
to miss the cut is minus 280.
So yeah, Vegas doesn't think he's making it at all.
If it was Augusta, that's a sure thing. The Open, he could be bounced pretty early and not make the cut.
Yeah, where is it at again? Is that a it's not at St. Andrews, is it?
No. Scotland.
Is it Royal Liverpool's in England.
Royal Troon.
Yeah,
Royal Troon.
Royal Troon Golf.
Played there before.
152nd Open.
If it was St. Andrews, dead serious, his Tiger's odds might be completely flipped. If it was at St. Andrews alone. Because he's played the course so many times. But
and Brian Harman won it last year.
That's right.
This year, he's plus 6,500 to win. Yeah.
Hit the ball, Brian.
We'll have some.
Oh, my gosh. Remember all the waggles?
Oh, he takes forever.
Oh,
that's
it was terrible. I remember
him and
the
Patrick
boss.
Patrick Cantlay are perfect for each other.
Pair them up. Just pair them up.
Oh, no. You put him, Cantlay, and Xander Schauffele together, that round would take six hours. Yeah, dude, that's brutal.
We'll have Drew will provide us some leaderboard updates tomorrow and Friday.
Oh, do you want me to do the British accent like I properly did?
Do your Scottish accent.
How would you announce right now that Tiger Woods just teed off in an accent?
Or are we doing like the British accent?
Yep.
Now on the tee from the United States, Tiger Woods.
Oh, he got the high pitch.
Hell yes, I did.
There we go.
Who was it? What was his name?
Right, tomorrow you'll do leaderboard
Dusty.
Updates.
What was his name?
Find some music. Don't do bagpipes, but find some.
The announcer?
Yes.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Away, but yeah, I had to do the high
pitch. What other music? I mean, I guess you could do bagpipes behind you for your updates. Oh, I don't know.
That would,
do
whatever that would be bold. You
need to do. Dude, I played in a tournament. They did that to start the tournament. It was awesome. They,
oh,
brought,
sure.
They brought like three or four bagpipe players.
My uncle can play bagpipes. It's cool.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do leaderboard updates tomorrow. We'll let you handle those. Keep us abreast of the situation.
Abreast.
All please, right. Please do. I wanted to go back to something we addressed earlier. What, you're giving me a weird face. What are you looking at? What did you see?
This Hooters girl just invented a new way to...
I knew there was something you were looking at. We didn't have the camera up. You should have seen the look on Dusty's face.
Well, dude, that's impressive.
I mean, I understand why you're watching the video.
But she goes...
Yeah, she like...
She is twirling.
She's like riding a bull, but on a stool upside down.
Yeah. The stool is upside down. She sits down, and she gets it to spin for 15 seconds.
Okay.
That's what you're watching. I see.
You can cut that entire 10 seconds of audio. Drew, and you're welcome. I just didn't expect that to come up on my Twitter feed.
Drew did that with the Twin Peaks girls, too. It was
fantastic.
Wild. It was fantastic.
I did not.
It was actually,
check this out, ladies.
It was actually fantastic.
Let me show you. They do stuff up in Indiana.
Now, earlier you played the audio of Colin Cowherd. He was talking about quarterbacks, and he thinks Josh Allen...
Yeah.
Is underrated.
Yes, Josh Allen throws some ugly picks, but over the 4 years that he's won the division, he's the most productive player in the history of the sport. And some knucklehead is saying, you know, that guy's overrated. I'd argue he's underrated. He just doesn't quite have all the elements offensively that you need to beat maybe the greatest quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, and the greatest coach, arguably Andy Reid of all time. It's Phil Mickelson playing in Tiger's prime. It's Hakeem Olajuwon playing in Jordan's prime. He won when Michael left. Part of Josh Allen's issue, Andy Reid and Mahomes may go down as the greatest quarterback-coach combo in league history. Brady Belichick were, and it kept Peyton Manning out of a lot of Super Bowls. That was not a knock on Peyton Manning. It was a reality on Brady and Belichick. All fight, I'll die on this hill. Josh Allen, to this point, the criticism is silly. He's underrated.
So I don't know if he's underrated, because if it's hard to be underrated if you're a top three quarterback. I tend to think he's the second best quarterback in the league. But I don't think you can be underrated if either of those things. The only way he's underrated to me is if you think he's, you know, the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth best quarterback. Then I'm like, what are you talking about? The point about blocking championships, yeah, I mean, that is happening. We have seen that in sports history. Mahomes is going to make life very difficult, as he already has, for Mahomes, for Allen, for Burrow, for Lamar, for anybody else to rack up rings. That is reality about the situation. The offensive stuff for Josh Allen, my thing with Josh Allen is I don't like his head coach. I think his coach is not the right coach for him to actually get
McDermott's
over the hurdle.
A bag.
But I think defense. The issue with Allen is saying he hasn't had enough. He's had a top five defense, number one defense to go with him. So he's had that.
We had one defense and a five offense.
But he ran into Patrick Mahomes.
Correct.
His head coach to me might be eventually we look back as the biggest hurdle. But I do think he's the number two quarterback in football right now because he's been able to stay available. If Joe Burrow is available this entire season, I think he goes right back to number two. It has to be part of the equation, Drew. It's not the entire thing. It's not all
bring
about
it on
health,
text line.
But
bring
it, has,
it on.
But he's already ready to fight.
Bring it on, guys.
He's also, bowling's not a sport.
he's ready to fight already.
Why are you guys talking about the Bengals so much? You and Joe Burrow.
We're talking about Josh Allen. We're talking about quarterbacks.
I'm just saying. Those are the texts that we got.
Text line voice.
That was the text
That's
line.
That's the text line.
Why
text
are we talking about Joe Burrow so much? We're not. I didn't mention him. We're talking about Josh Allen.
I think Allen's the second best quarterback right now because he's available. If this time next year, Joe Burrow makes it through and looks the same way he did when he was healthy, and Josh Allen maintains just kind of what he's been, then Allen will probably be third for me, and Burrow would move back to two. But if Burrow plays in 12 games, then he definitely is three, and we'll see what CJ Stroud does. There's a chance Stroud would move up to three for me. We'll just see how the year plays out.
Where would you put Stroud right now?
Ooh.
Seventh.
Top
in that 7 to 10 range.
Top
I'd have to think about. I have Dak like 5 or 6. I'm higher on Dak than others. I think Stroud. Yeah, probably 8 to 9.
I think it's Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and then it gets tricky. Because
you could fill up in a lot of different ways that 5 to 10.
That's what's
10
fun
range.
About it. Yeah,
because then you could go Herbert. You go Stroud already. You could say Dak. Rodgers is still there if you believe
Jalen
in that.
Hurts. Where does he fit?
Yeah, I think Hurts has still got to be in the top 10 somewhere.
I also think Matthew Stafford's still really good.
Yeah, is Jared Goff top 10? That's how he's playing?
Only 10 spots. That's what's tough.
Yeah.
We agree there's maybe not the order, but there are 5 that just have to be in the top 10, whatever the order. So Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, and
Hurts.
I think Dak should be in the top 10. Maybe
I agree.
We disagree with the order. Those are 5 to me that have to be in your top 10. After that, we can dispute the order and then who the other 5 are. But I think those 5 are in the top 10 in some order. Mahomes, everybody, of course, has number 1, except for that random executive that did that survey on ESPN.
Joker.
That was silly.
Yeah, your second tier out of the second tier 5, that's when you get the names like Herbert and CJ and Stafford. And maybe somebody throws Kirk Cousins in there because of what he's been able to do with Minnesota. Like,
coming off of an injury, let's see what
he does. Aaron Rodgers is in that conversation. So, I mean, yeah. So then you have to start thinking to yourself, okay, well, would you take, Jared Goff over Aaron Rodgers? Some people might say yes. Would you take Jared Goff over Justin Herbert? I don't know if people say yes to that. But, I mean, the solidified top 4, which is still amazing to me. We can have a side conversation for this. Is like, why isn't Lamar number 2? Like Burrow and Allen, I mean, Burrow has the one win against Burrow's got the win over Pat in the AFC Championship game. No doubt about it. He's been to a Super Bowl. Burrow and Josh Allen have 0 MVPs. Lamar Jackson has 2, and only 4 quarterbacks are currently in the Hall of Fame that have won 2 MVP awards.
I think it's easier to argue.
There will be 2 more eventually.
Easier to argue Jackson over Allen from the standpoint of they both have had very similar teams, very good defenses.
I agree with that.
Not necessarily a lack of weapons, but the wide receiver rooms haven't been the strongest for either of them. They have to, you could argue, do a little bit more with just their skill set. But they've had the O-line, they've had the defense that has been top 3, top 5 in the league on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think the Lamar thing, the 2 MVP part, that's what we were talking earlier in the show. It's like
that
should carry a ton of clout.
So where's that?
I think in the ranking world of how, and it's of course subjective, but in the ranking world, it's because we know, we're talking about quarterbacks, you can't eliminate what makes the player an MVP candidate, which is also the running ability, clearly, of Lamar. But I think when we grade out quarterbacks, a lot of it is we know Lamar, and he would admit he's not the 3rd best passing quarterback in the league. He's just not. Now, part of the entire packet, that's where it gets subjective. I went back and found we did this exercise on June 15th over on my BetQL show because I was like, I knew we just did this quarterback conversation. This was on the fly in the middle of the show. Let's see if you guys agree. This was on the fly. We did top 15, but I had Mahomes 1, Allen 2. Burrow 3, Lamar 4, Dak 5, Stroud 6, Stafford 7, Hurts 8, Herbert 9, Rodgers 10, Lawrence 11, Cousins 12, Purdy 13, Goff 14, Love 15.
Yeah, Love will make a significant jump in that list.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, but I'm not mad about it.
I agreed with it. It was my list. But
yeah, I don't see a whole lot.
The one that was tough for me was flipping.
What was your 11 and 12 again?
Lawrence and Cousins.
Okay.
I wanted to flip them both. I thought about moving Goff from 14 all the way up to 10.
I mean,
that was the one where I was like, man, do I have him too low?
Without him, Detroit's not doing what they're doing.
Oh, he was great last year.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what happened to Goff if Ben Johnson, their OC, left, but he's there for one more year. Because that's my worry. Like, if Ben Johnson leaves, is Jared Goff? I mean, Ben Johnson has brought a ton out of Goff here.
Where does Purdy fit in the situation?
I had him
18th,
13th. I had him 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody says Dak 5 is a joke.
Yeah, I'm very high on Dak.
What do you think, for that person that texted in,
that's fine. We disagree on 5, but how? Sure. Like, if you think he should be 9 or 10, okay. But if you think he's like 12, then we're not even.
He did lead the league in touchdown passes last year. I think if Dak weren't on the Cowboys, he'd be a lot more appreciated by.
I tend to agree.
I think.
Look, if you don't think he's 5, that's fine. But also, if you think he's 11, then we're not even having a serious conversation, though.
He's 18th. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's... I'm just being sarcastic. No, there was a list that I had. I think it was from Score Mobile.
I typed up a list a while ago. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson. This is during the season, I think, actually, when I typed this up. How about Hurts at 5?
See, I don't think Hurts can be 5 anymore after the year he just had.
Dak at 6. Well, it was in the middle of the year. CJ Stroud, man. 7. I put Aaron Rodgers, 8. Jordan Love, 9. Jared Goff, 10. Herbert, 11. Trevor Lawrence, 12. Tua, 13.
Gotcha.
I think the most impressive part about it is that I think that...
10 at best for Dak?
I think that...
Yes, that's...
Nobody took a bigger drop after last year than Trevor Lawrence.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he got paid still. He's got a big opportunity this year to get there. A lot of people look at the Jags and think the window's completely closed on them. We'll find out. I mean, the NFC or the AFC South, way tougher now. They missed their opportunity to really take advantage of the weak division. And now CJ Stroud is there. We'll see what Anthony Richardson brings to the Colts. I like the Colts roster.
Is Caleb Williams a top 10 quarterback at the end of the
year? No, yes. I mean, I can't.
Is he top 12?
No, I'm not putting a rookie. Okay. I mean, I'm not putting a rookie so, in the top 15.
I'm just saying, because CJ Stroud did it, obviously. I mean, the Bears have a good situation.
After a year. Yeah.
In terms of, like,
Williams can be there after the season. I'm just saying, heading into a year, put a rookie quarterback top 12.
At the end of the year, do you think he can be top 10? Do you think Caleb can be top 10, or do you not even think he can be top
10? Yeah, I think he could be 10, like 9 or 10.
Sure, he doesn't have a historic year like CJ Stroud.
Because some guys, they're not going to be, you could say they're, like, Drake May's not going to be 10.
Right, yeah, 100%.
JJ McCarthy's not going to be 10.
No, but Warren Sharp tweeted out yesterday, NFL execs asked coaches rank the top 10 QBs.
Yep.
Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Stafford. Okay. Herbert, Stroud, Rodgers, Goff, Prescott.
So they had Stafford where? 3?
5.
Or 5?
And okay. They had Prescott at 10.
I just think Herbert's ranked entirely That's too fine. High.
At 6th?
Yeah.
So you'd have Stroud, Rodgers, Goff, and Prescott all above him? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Herbert 9.
I think Herbert's in like the 10-11 range.
Yeah, so we're not far off.
10-11-12 range, yeah.
And they took all of his targets away. So that's good.
That's why I think this year is going to be rough for the Chargers. A year Could from be. Now, I think Harbaugh will have them
Today.
Moving a little bit.
Yeah. It's the message every single day to Justin.
Yeah. It's not about yesterday or tomorrow. It's about today. You talk about me grunting. Listen to this
it's
man.
It's not just
audio.
Another day. It's today.
It's today.
That
it's not just another day.
Bed.
It's today.
Yeah. I don't know if he's trying to be like Christian Bale from
Wait
the
Dark Wait till
Night.
In-season press conferences.
What, like Batman, you're saying?
Yeah. I'm not wearing hockey pants.
It's today.
Okay, coach, you can amp it down. We don't need Christian Bale Dark Knight version as head coach. I don't watch that stuff. Yes, sir. Just guaranteed yes, he's sir. Just sweaty. Oh, you know he's a sir guy. Sometimes I'll call a guy sir at a restaurant, and I'll just be like, here you go, sir. He goes, oh, that's my dad's name. My name's Greg. I'm like, well, I didn't know your name was freaking Greg, dude. So what do you want me to do? Here you go, my guy.
Who Nobody likes you.
What's the most
one?
Awkward? I was going a different direction. No. Sorry. go with yours first. I was heading in a completely different direction.
I was going to say, who do the Chargers play first? Because I'm waiting for the he's a jolly good fellow. I'm waiting for that chin in the locker room. Yeah, that's what I'm.
I was going to ask, what's the most awkward interaction you've had as a waiter with a customer?
One guy's wife goes, and we'll take a chocolate brownie. We're going to eat that at home later in private. And I went,
later in private?
I said, okay.
Add all that.
I said, okay. I said, yes, ma'am. I'll be right back with that in a box for you.
She had to tell you later in private.
Yeah.
Not just we'll take the brownie to go.
She did not break eye contact. Looked directly into my soul. And I just like see her husband be like, easy, buddy. Easy, buddy. I'm like, I'm not going to do anything.
Was she attractive?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like probably like mid-40s.
Okay.
Very good looking.
I'm going to have this goes, brownie in private.
I said, all right, folks, anything else for us tonight? Any dessert, post-meal coffee, or any like cocktail? No, but we'll take a chocolate brownie. We'll take that home. We're going to eat that in private.
She was trying to test you.
That's sounds like she's about to test that brownie.
Your comment should be like, well, it sounds like a great rest of the night. I'll get that right there for you.
No, I just said heating instructions are on the box. Enjoy your night. Heating instructions on the box. Take care. 20%. Probably would have gotten 0 if I said anything else. There's a lot of times in my life, I don't know if you know this or not, where my mouth is full of blood because I have to bite my cheeks so many times.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm like, don't say it, Dusty. Don't say it. And the devil on my shoulder is like, give her the wit. Give her the wit. I'm like, no. Heating instructor on the box. You have a great night. Thank you very much.
It's not just Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Mm. Stafford and Goff over Dak and Herbert easily.
That's the same guy that was.
Yeah, they hate your Dak at five.
Yeah, that's just one guy. It's the same guy.
I know.
It's the same guy.
Or person.
True.
Could be a lady.
True. You never know.
They were going. I think this person was going after me.
I'm going with the odds. The demo.
Your main demo.
I'm going with the odds being in my favor on that one. But you never know.
Mm.
Do you watch United? Yeah,
throw it in there.
Hey guys, thanks a lot. I appreciate the time. Let me come in. Absolutely. You guys have a good rest of your summer, and I'll always be listening.
We'll see you Friday.
Yeah, first club 6:10. But I'm not doing this.
I know you're not co-hosting.
I'm just coming here with the Riz and the cocktails.
That's right. We appreciate that. Hope everybody has a good rest of their Wednesday. Back at it tomorrow. Binkley's going to be filling in with me right here, 10 to 2 on 6:10 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob. Dare to compare! The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.